we're talking about Hakosha, and we're talking about Rabbeinu Tam, and we're wondering what kind of Hakosha took place in order for the Baal who brought these Eidim to be chayev as a Motzi Shemra. Obviously, if he brought false witnesses, he's a Motzi Shemra because he's slandering his wife with witnesses that are disqualified. But the question is, how were they disqualified? So the first Havamina was that Hakosha in Rabbeinu Tam means that there was a second pair of Eidim that said that she was with us in a different place at that time. However, the Ran rejects that interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, because in a case of what we call trey, we don't know which pair of Eidim to believe. So to say that the Baal therefore is chayev to pay all the penalties of a Motzi Shemra, when we don't even know if he brought false witnesses, that doesn't make sense. So the Ran offers another suggestion, interpreting Hakosh and Rabbeinu Tam as Makhishim as Atzma, that one witness contradicts the other witness. It's not to do with two pairs of witnesses. There's only one pair of witnesses, and they testify about the Znus, and there's a contradiction between one and the other, which means that one of them is not telling the truth. So there's some fabrication here, and the Baal brought in Eidim who are fabricating the truth. The discussion that we had yesterday, which is the sugya that we want to pick up today, is what kind of hakosha was there between the two Eidim? Because Eidus requires interrogation on two different levels. One level is vidarashta v'chakarta heitek. That's called drishos v'chakirus. The Torah says that there's an obligation incumbent upon the judges to interrogate the Eidim in drishos v'chakirus, to ask them very basic questions about the story, about the episode that they're testifying about. They have to tell us about the makom, the zman, maybe the murder weapon in a case of murder, etc., etc. But there's a lower level of investigations, and those are called bedikos. And the difference is that whereas, and I'm talking now about dini nefashos, drisha v'chakir is an absolute requirement, bedikos is optional. The judges are not required to ask bedikos what color shirt was he wearing. They may decide to do that if they want more clarity, more evidence that these Eidim are telling the truth, but they're certainly not required to do so. Now, we're going to talk about what's called hakhosha in bedikos. Let's say one aid says that the murderer was wearing a white shirt, and the other says he's wearing a red shirt. What happens in that case? Is there hakhosha? Because the Beis Din didn't have to ask that question. However, if there's hakhosha in chakiros, then clearly, and this is not an issue whatsoever, everybody agrees that if there's hakosha in chakiros, then we have to throw out the testimony. That's indeed why the Torah says you must investigate the Eidim on the level of drishas for chakiros. Now, all that is in dinei nefashos. Let's shift over to dinei momonos. In dinei momonos, there's no requirement whatsoever, not even to investigate the Eidim with drishos v'chakiros. Even that we don't need. So now the question becomes, when you drop the requirement of drishos v'chakiros in dinei momonos, what happened if the judges went ahead and they were choker v'doresh the Eidim? And as it turns out, there was a hakhosha. So here we have a machlokes, which you'll see on page Tzadi Vav, if you got the pages, on the top right. And this was pretty much the last thing that we discussed yesterday. And the Mechaber, and this is agreed according to everyone, that in Dini Momonos, Ein Eidei Dini Momonos Tzrichim Drishos V'Chakiros. However, Im Hikchishu Zetzah, meaning if the judges on their own initiative decided to ask questions of Drisha V'Chakir and Dini Momonos, then if there's a contradiction, then a Dusam B'Tela. And that's the opinion of the Rambam, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the opinion of the Shach. However, the Ramban has a different opinion. The Ramban's opinion is that in Dini Mominus we don't need Drishas for Chakiros, and therefore, even if there's a Hakhosh in Drishas for Chakiros, a Dusan Kayemis, the Eidus is still Ksherah. And what we pointed out yesterday is that this seems to be a radical departure from everything that we know about Eidus. Because on the first page that I gave you, which is Tzadi Hei, on the left column in the middle, we mentioned the following distinction. That Drishas v'Chakiros are Migufa Shel Eidus. They are an essential part of the testimony. You might wonder whether the halacha requires that we ask these questions. That is, how far do we have to go? What information do we absolutely need that's critical in order for the eidus to be accepted? And in that context, we'll differentiate between dinei nefashos and dinei mominos. But one thing is clear: that chakiras are migufa shel eidus, and that's the chiddush of the Torah when the Torah says v'darashta v'chakarta. That these questions are going to be asked in order to generate an Eidus. However, when we get to Bedikos, that's not part of the Gufa Shel Eidus. That's something external, extraneous to the Eidus. Because the story of murder, for example, if that's what the Eidim are telling us, would stand even without knowing what color shirt the murderer was wearing, or the victim was wearing. And therefore, this fundamental distinction between Drishas v'Chakiros on the one hand, and Bedikos, on the other hand, will lead us to ask the following question. If there was akhosha between the Eidim in Bedikos, then why would it be that anyone, and we'll soon see this in the Ramban, would hold that a Motzi Shemra would be chayov if there was a akhosha in Bedikos? After all, the issue of Motzi Shemra revolves around Mammon, meaning that the Baal, if he brought these false witnesses, is going to have to pay a stiff penalty. Now, the Eidim, who were brought by the Baal, contradicting themselves in Bedikos. That's not a contradiction in Dine Mominos that relates to Gufa Shel Eidus. That's already extraneous. So I want you to again review one line here on Tzadi Hei at the end. So this is just a springboard for our discussion today. At the end of this long paragraph, on the left column of Tzadi Hei, he says, "V'tzarech iyun kevan di'im hikchishu ha'edim zetze b'vdikos b'vdine mominos eidusam kshera." Since the halacha is, as we saw in the Rambam and so forth, that if there's akhosha in the case of Dini Mominos in Bedikos, we still maintain the validity of the Eidus, then, and the reason for that is because Bedikos are not Gufon Shel Eidus, it's something Dover Acher, it's something extraneous to the actual Eidus. We don't have to know what color shirt he wore. Is Amai Chayev Mishum Motzi Shemra Rak Shekhishu Zed Ze? I'm sorry, Kishekhishu Zed Ze Bibdikos. In other words, the Ran assumes that the word Akhosha in Rabbeinu Tam, which sets up a Chiyuv Motzi Shemra, is Akhosh in Chakiros. That I understand, because Chakiros is essential, it's a part of the Eidus. But in the case of Bedikos, there's no logical reason why the Akhosha should undermine the Eidus, because it's not Migufa Shel Eidus. And you have two factors here that overlap here. Number one, there was no need for the judges to interrogate the Eidim on the level of Bedikos. And number two, the Bedikos are not Gufa Shel Eidus. And the halacha is that if there was Akhosha in Bedikos, then in Dini Mominos, the Eidus is Ksherah. So that's what we left hanging yesterday. And we're stuck with this problem in the Ramban. Why in the Ramban? The Ran seems to indicate that Akhosha Rabbeinu Tam in Dine Mominos is Akhosha in Chakiros. That's Migufa Shel Eidus. And therefore the Eidus has been disproved. and we throw out the Eidah because they contradicted each other in something as basic as essential as Chakiros. Again, despite the fact that in Dini Momonos you didn't have to ask these Chakiros, but if you already asked them and they contradicted them one or the other, then you find a Hakosh in the Gufa Shel Eidos. But in the case of Hakosh B'Bedikos, we find something very strange. The Ran leaves it out, meaning the Ran holds that Hakosh B'Bedikos would not generate Motzi Shemra because the Eidos is Kshera, and yet the Ramban thinks that even in Hakosh B'Bedikos, there should be a din of Motzi Shemra. And not only that, the Ramban took a step further. He said that even if there was Akosh and Chakiros, he doesn't understand why this would be Motzi Shemra. And we pointed out that according to the Ramban, and this is against everything we said until now, the Tosis and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, if there's Akosh in Dini Momonos in Chakiros, the Eidos is still Kshera. And we were wondering, is that really true? Could there be such a Shita? So yesterday we quoted the Bala Trumos. And the Bala Trumos actually says this. And you'll see this on the top of your page, Tzadi Vav. And this, I believe, is the last thing that we mentioned yesterday, that the Bala Trumos is of the opinion that even if the Eidim contradict each other in Chakiros, the Eidus is still Kshera in Dini Momonos, because there was no pressing requirement or need to ask them these questions. All they have to do is tell us that Reuven owes Shimon 1,000. They don't have to get into details. And the Eidus stands on its own, even if there is no Chakiros. And not only that, says the Bala Trumos, even if there was Hakosha in the Chakiros. And again, although, as we saw before, there are many Rishonim, including the Rambam, the Mechaber, and others, who paskin that in Dini Momonos, even though you don't need Drish of Chakira, nevertheless, if there's Hakosha in Chakiros, they do some Betela. Nevertheless, the Ramban is not of that opinion. The Ramban holds that since where the Torah doesn't require us to investigate the Eidim in Dini Momonos at the level of Drisha v'Chakira, even if there's Akosha, the Eidus is still Kshera. Hence, the Ramban is going to ask the following question: how could Rabbeinu Tam say that if there's Akosha, then the Baal is Chayv Midin Motzi Shemra? When we're talking about Dini Momonos, and if we're talking about Dini Momonos, then there's no such thing as Akosha which would undermine the Eidos. The Eidos still remains Kshera. Even if the Akosha would be in what? In Chakiros. Because the Ramban Shita is that Akosha in Chakiros, but Dini Momonos, they do some Kshera. So again, the Ran fits into a very, very neat package. The Ran holds, like the Rambam and others, that if there's Akosha in Chakiros, even in Dini Momonos, the Eidus is Psula. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam, when he says Akosh, he's talking about Akosh in Chakiros, and therefore the Motzi Shemra Chiyuv is set into place. What would the Ran say about Akosh in Bedikos? That we said Bedikos is not part of the Gufa Shel Eidus, and in Dini Momonos, even if there's Akosh in Bedikos, they do some Kshera. Hence Rabbeinu Tam could not be saying that in the case of Akosh and Bedikos, there would be a din of Motzi Shemra, because the Eidusam Kshera means we rely on this Eidus. But when we get to the Ramban is objecting to Rabbeinu Tam, and he's saying, how can Rabbeinu Tam say that in Dini Momonos there's Halach of Akosha? And that's why we disqualify the Eidim, and we accuse and we subsume the Baal who brought these Eidim as a Motzi Shemra, and he make him pay all this money. Says Ramban, there's no such thing as Akosha that passes, that invalidates the Eidus in Dini Momonos. Even if there would be Akosha in Chakiros, the Eidus is still valid. So that's the machlokus here between the Ran and the Ramban is a pretty serious and far-reaching machlokus. And it's a machlokus in Dini Momonos in general, what passels the Eidim. The Ramban says that no akosha will pass the edus in Dini Momenos, and that's indeed the sheet of the Balachumos. The Ranon on the other hand says that if there's a hakosh in Chakiros, that passes Dini Momenos. And the spin-off or the application of this machlokus is going to be in Rabbeinu Tam's favorite reference as far as Motzi Shemra. The Ran is going to insist that the Motzi Shemra case, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is when there was hakosh in Chakiros, which would invalidate the edus. So the Baal brought Edom that it totally rejected because we think that they're lying, or one of them is lying, and probably both of them are lying for that matter, so therefore he becomes a Motzi Shemra. The Ramban is arguing, well, since there is no din of Hakosha Poselis and Dini Mominos, why would Rabbeinu Tam therefore say that in Hakosha the Baal is chayav as a Motzi Shemra? What we're up to now is the Ramban's answer to his own question. This is what we call in the Gemara's language, who most of love, who mafarik love. The Ramban attacks Rabbeinu Tam. How could it be that there's a hakosh in the Edom which sets up a din of Motzi Shemra when there is no din of hakosh haposelis in Dini Momenos? And now the Ramban is going to answer the question. So let's just make sure everyone has the same, you know, is on the same paragraph. We're looking on Daf Tzadivov, on the right column, towards the bottom. The paragraph starts with the Hine Haran. What is the Ramban's answer? And he says the following, that when these witnesses were subpoenaed to Beis Din, and their edus is relevant to two different areas of halacha, on the one hand, their testimony, again, we're talking about the Baal Zedim, is on the Znus, which means that he and she, the Baal and the Veles, are Chayav Misa. That's called Dini Nefashos. On the other hand, their Edus is also relevant as far as Dini Mominos is concerned, because they're testifying against the against the Isha, that Har Ksuba is worthless. Why is it worthless? Because she had this nus. As a result of this violation, she loses her rights to ksuba. We can take the ksuba and basically throw it into the rubbish bin. It's worthless. So the Ramban wants to ask the following question. How do you define the ikar ha-edus? Since there are two implications of this edus, which one is Ikar and which one is Tafel? Which is primary and which is secondary? What would you say, Rav Osai? If their edus is relevant to both Dini Nefashos and Dini Mominos, which is the primary agenda of their edus?
Nefashos.
Why?
Because what happens there depends on what happens on the other one.
Okay, one second. I'll be right back. Here, what were you saying? Jerry, you were going to say something?
The implication and the follow through would be
key. Okay. Both of you say. I thought somebody would say something else. Anybody want to say something else? Which is more far reaching? You know, obviously, condemning someone to death is much more far reaching. So if you ask the Edom what their, you know, what's the import of their Edus, forget about the Ksuba, which could be a significant sum, but you can't compare it to Misa. But you're right. That's not the Ramban's approach. Ramban says that the reason why the Ikar HaEdus is B'din Nefashos is because the story they're telling is a story about a violation of a capital crime. As a result of that story, this is what you call a Poel Yotze. In other words, the spin-off is the relevance of their Edus to the Ksuba. So he says, Afal Gav, this is on the third line, She Yotzin Mimena, what comes out of their Edus is Dini Mominos. And that Dini Mominos is going to be the psul of the Ksuba, or if these Edom turn out to be psulim, it's relevant to the Mominos of the Knas that you pay for Motzi Shemra. Now we're going to introduce a new principle, says the Ramban. And that is that we're going to judge these Edom and the either Kashrus or the opposite of their Edus by a new standard. It's not going to be the classic standard that governs Dini Mominos, which means that according to Ramban Shita, there's no such thing as a Hakosha that invalidates Edus and Dini Mominos. Even in Hakosha and Chakiris would not. But rather, we're going to be guided by the yardstick and the barometer of Edus B'Dini Nefashos. And we're going to see this Edus as one entity. that comprises both nefashos and momonos, and we're going to establish that if there was akasha between these Edom, then as far as Dina Nefashos is concerned, the Torah standard is such that we have to invalidate the Edus, because it was Akosha, and Akosha in Dina Nefashos, Poselus as Edus. So therefore the Ramban postulates the following, the Afal Gav Deheche, the Ikar Edus, the Dini Mom, if the main, in another case, not in our case, but in another scenario, when the primary Edus would be in Momonos, for example, if they would testify that Reuven owes Shimon 1,000, and then they contradicted each other, is Afilu Kishim Akhish, and this is the Ramban's unique sheet, and that was the Baal Trumas that we mentioned earlier, Zetzeb Chakiros, even if they would have a contradiction in Chakiros, Kosha, the Edus is Kshera. That would be a case where the Ikar Edus was what? Dini Momonos. Mikomakom, however, in the case where the Ikar Edus is the Dini Nefashos, then in the Chishuas Atzma B'Chakiros, we're going to apply the following principle. And you might want to underline this. Kishem Shebotla Edus L'Dini Nefashos, Kach Botla L'Dini Momonos. In other words, this is like a Kol Yolam Govar situation, where the Ikar is Govar over the Tafel. And the Ikar Edus is Dini Nefashos. If we pass the Edus as far as Dini Nefashos is concerned, then we have to throw out the Edus in its entirety. In other words, the Cheft of Edus, the entity of Edus, has to be Tar V'Kadosh. It has to be completely pure. And there cannot be any admixture of Psul in the Edus. Normally, what we call this, if you want to get the lingo, is Edus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. Once there's a psul in the Edus, we have to throw out the entire Edus. We have a similar concept in Nimtza Echemem Karv Apostle. If one of the Edim is Apostle, we have to pasul the entire Edus. But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Edus and its substance. If part of the substance of the Edus, namely, as far as Dina Fashis is Mavata, is Bata, then even the part of the Edus that's relevant to Dini Momonos has to be Apostle. So therefore, according to the Ramban's logic, since the Ikara Edus in our case is on the Maisa's Nus, which is an issue of Dine Nefashos, and they are absolutely possible in Dine Nefashos, because a Hakosh in Dine Nefashos passels the Edim, then we're going to, by contagion, we're going to carry the Psul all the way over to Dine Mamonos. And we're going to say that if part of the Edus is Batel, then the entire Edus is Batel, even the part that's not subject to the same Bittel, because HaKosh and Dini Mamonos in and of itself would not passel the Edus, but since we're going to passel this Edus as far as the Dini Nefashos dimension is concerned, is Memela Kishem Shebatla Edus B'Dini Nefashos Kach Batla L'Dini Mamonos. If this be the case, Rabbi Osai, what's the next question that we should ask ourselves? Bedikos, correct. Because what's going to be the deal in dealing with Fashos if there's Akosh and Bedikos? Once we come to an answer to that question, then we're going to understand Rabbeinu Tam in a new light. So that if I come to the conclusion, if I can prove to you that Akosh and Bedikos in dealing with Fashos would undermine the Edus and invalidate it, then through the mechanism of the Ramban, namely Batla Miktasa Batla Kula, Kishem Shebatla Edus Adina Fashka Batla Dini Mominos, then Rabbeinu Tam's Akasha would apply even in Bedikos, which is against the Ran. The Ran was the one who said that Rabbeinu Tam's Akasha, even as far as Dini Mominos is concerned, was in Chakiros, but not in Bedikos. Ulefize Yisyashev Gamkein. Right, we said many times that there's no such thing as hakosh in bedikos as far as dini momonos is concerned. Well, that's only a case where the dini momonos is the ikara edus. Now we're talking about a case where the edus be ikara was dine nefashos. V'lo tikshi, don't ask the following question. The kavan demekhishu zedzeb bedikos bedini momenos they do some kshera. Right, everybody agrees that if there's hakosha bedikos and dini momenos, the edus still stands. There's machlokas about hakosha and chakiros, but certainly But certainly with regard to Bdikos, everybody agrees. I mean, the Ramban went even a step further. Even Achoshin Chakiros is still, they do some Kshirim. So you can ask, am I Chayav Mishum Motzi Shema? The answer is that Rabbi Natan would agree that the Ramban's logic is correct, that if the Ikara Edus is not Dini Momenos, if the Ikara Edus is Dini Momenos, then Hekhishus Atzeb Bdikos is a Dusum Kshera. However, in our scenario of Edes Nus, who are testifying on behalf of the Baal that his wife had this relationship, is Kolkai Gavna Iker Edusan Bedine Nefashos. Elwat Hekhishus Atzma Bibdikos. So what are we going to say in this case? Well, what would have been in a pure Dini Nefashos case, and it was Akosha Bedikos, it would have been Edus Betela. And therefore, Kishem Shebotla Edus L'dini Nefashos Kach Botla L'dini Momenos. But again, Rabosai, we were medayik in the Ran, that the Ran holds that the Akosha of Rabbeinu Tam, which sets off Motzi Shemer, is only what kind of Akosha? In what? In Chakiros. Do you remember that? Right. If you don't remember that, I'm in trouble. I would like you to underline, you go back to page Tzadihei on the right column in the bottom, and you'll see Umilshono Mashma. You don't have Tzadihei?
No.
Oh. What happened, Steve? We lost Tzadihei somewhere
in
the show.
I had it, but it was in that book.
Book that got... Okay,
that
fine. So, I don't know what to tell you. You know,
okay.
I can't...
No, I hear what you're saying.
I'm at loss as to what to do here. I could start writing things on the blackboard, but if you can, write these words down. Milishono shalaran mashma. This is at the beginning of this essay. Didafke mekhishu zetzev edrishus v'chakiros. Then Rabbeinu Tam holds that is motzi shema. Well, imekhishu zetzev b'dikos. And you know, chayav mishu motzi shema. Now we have another approach, and this is based on the Ramban. And that is that even if the akosha that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about was in Bedikos, there would still be a chiyuv of Motzi Shemra. Why? Because now this akosha is going to possibly aid us. Everybody agrees that akosha and Bedikos and Dini Momenos is not a posel. But the answer is that here the Ikara Aedus is what? Is Dinei Nefashos. Once the Iker is Aedus is Dinei Nefashos, then the regulations that operate with regard to Dinei Nefashos automatically are cloned onto Dinei Momenos. And Dinei Momenos now is restricted by the same Psue Aedus that applied to Dinei Nefashos. Hence, if there's a chosh in Bedikos in this particular scenario, even though we're dealing with Dini Momenos, nevertheless, we're going to throw out the Edus, because the Iker Edus is what? Is Dini Nefashos. Oh, but now what do we do with the Ran? The Ran, as we said before, is very careful to say that the chosh of Rabbeinu Tam is only in Chakiros, not in Bedikos. So now on the top left, on page Sarivov, the discrepancy in the Edus was in the Chakiros, which seems to imply that if there was a discrepancy in Bedikos, Edusam Kshera, even in this context, where the Ikara Edus is Dinei Nefashos, Vitzav Biu. Now we have to get down to brass tacks. What's the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos? Because Mimonavshach. If you're telling me that in Dini Momenos we don't need Bedikos, then we don't need Chakiros either. But if you're going to tell me that once they interrogated the Edom with Chakiros, then that becomes part of the Edus, and if there's some discrepancy, then we're going to have to throw out the Edus. Why not apply the same principle to Bedikos? Okay. So in other words, it's very interesting what happened here. If you're following the way the pendulum swings, initially we thought the Ramban was completely out of the ballpark. There was no way of understanding the Ramban. That the Ramban could say that you're not going to possibly say them in any sort of hakosha. That was really revolutionary. And we thought that the Ran was much more intuitive. And the Ran is saying that only if there's hakhosha in hakiros, which is essential to dini nefashos, then the edus has to be thrown out, and hence Rabbeinu Tam's chiyuv of motzi shemim. The Ramban is going to the other extreme, and he's saying that there's no akhosha in dini momenos, and even in akhosha in chakiros. But now, at this stage, the Ramban really has the upper hand. Why? Because the Ramban is saying that there's a din of kishem. Well, because the Iker Eidus is dini nefashos. Oh, once we say that, then we're going to extend Rabbeinu Tam's akhosha to include even bedikos, because of the kishem, because in dini momenos, in dini nefashos, if there was akhosha and bedikos, we're going to throw out the Eidus. So how do we justify the Ran? The Ran is working, you know, he's sort of like tiptoeing between the tulips here. You know, he's saying on the one hand, well, even though in Dini Momenos, we don't have to subject the Eidim to these Drishas V'Chakiris, nevertheless, if there's Akosha in Drishas V'Chakiris, we're going to apostle the Eidim. And yet, when it comes to Akosha Medikos, he's not willing to say Kishem. You know, he's not willing to say, well, let's apply the principles that operate in Dini Nefashos to Dini Momenos. So in order to answer this question, we're going to introduce Reb Chaim. And that's in the paragraph that starts with Nira. What is the import of Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim wants to say the following, that the Torah requires in Dini Nefashos, Drishos V'Chakiros. And that's an absolute requirement. Says Reb Chaim, there's a second chiddush that's implicit, it's not so clear, and you have to really reveal it from underneath the surface in this halacha of drishus v'chakiros. Not only is the Torah telling me that the eidim have to be subjected to these drishus v'chakiros, and that's the requirement incumbent upon the judges, but number two, says Reb Chaim, the Torah is telling us v'darashta v'chakarta, in order to get eidus, meaning that without the drishus v'chakiros, you don't have a complete testimony. The testimony, the eidus itself, the gufa shel eidus, requires drisha v'chakira. We would have said logically that chakiras are not part of the gufa shel eidus. All you have to tell me is that Reuben killed Shimon. No, the Torah says v'dorashta v'chakarta heitem. I'm going to give you a whole list of questions and interrogations, and the answers to those questions are going to be integrated into the gufa shel eidus, that entity of eidus. Now, Reb Chaim has a case of shtar. In the case of shtar, where are the eidim? Nowhere to be found. Their signatures are on the document. So where's the drisha v'chakira? Impossible. There's no drisha v'chakira if they're not around. Jerry, what do you say?
It's non-existent.
Non-existent. So the Torah reveals to us that in shtaras you don't need drisha v'chakira. But nevertheless, let's say that on the shtar, which is signed below by two witnesses, there are answers to the questions of the drisha v'chakira, which might mean that the eidim on their own initiative added this, or it might be one of the balei dinim, or maybe the judges encouraged or recommend that they answer these questions. You know, exactly what time it took place, you know, where and when, and so forth and so on. Now, the din is the following. If they wrote the drishas v'chakiros, means the answers to those questions, in the gufa shel shtar, then it becomes the gufa eidus of the shtar. It becomes essential to the eidus. Says Reb Chaim, it would seem from the Rambam that we have a similar halacha in dini momenos, that even though the eidim, when they testify at momon, they're not required to answer the drishas for chakiros, but nevertheless, if the judges went ahead and interrogated the eidim in dini momenos on a level of drisha for chakira, then says Reb Chaim, it becomes part of the gufa shel eidus. Again, what's the precedent for Reb Chaim? Shtaros. In shtaros, you don't need drisha v'chakira. But if the shtar added the details of drisha v'chakira, then if there's any sort of discrepancy, any sort of contradiction, then the shtar would become possible. It means that the drish v'chakira became part of the gufa shaleidus in the case of shtar, even though there was no requirement of drish v'chakira. The same thing is going to apply to dini momenus according to the Rambam. That even though there's no requirement of drish v'chakira on the edim of dini momenus, nevertheless, if it took place, then the drish v'chakira become part of the gufa shaleidus, part of the essence of the edus. And b'meila, if there's any achosh in chakiros, then we have to throw out the aid. That's all according to the Ran. So the Ran again is going to differentiate between in Dini Momenus Hakhosha in Chakiros as opposed to Hakhosha in Bedikos. Since the Chakiros now become part of the Gufa Shel Eidus, says Reb Chaim, therefore if there's Hakhosha, we have to throw out the Eidus. Even though it's Dini Momenus and we didn't have to subject them to these Chakiros. But in the case of Drishos, even if we went ahead and we interrogated the Edom as Bedikos are concerned, but nevertheless the answers to the Bedikos always remain outside of the purview of Edus. It's not Gufa Shel Edus, it's Dover Acher, and that allows us to connect the two Edom and find the lowest common denominator, which is the Gufa Shel Edus without the Bedikos. So we're going to just simply cut out the Bedikos because it's not part of Gufa Shel Edus. We're going to ask ourselves, what is the Gufa Shel Edus? And there's no contradiction in the Gufa Shel Edus. They might contradict about whether his shirt was red or white, but that's not part of the Gufa Shel Edus. That's the way Reb Chaim understands the principle that if you have a Hakhosh in Dini Momenos in Chakiros, you have to throw out the Edim, but if you have a Hakhosh in Bedikos, you don't have to throw out the Edim. And the difference is based on the fact that Drishus Chakiris become part of the Gufa Shel Edus. You cannot accept an Edus that has a contradiction in the Gufa Shel Edus, as opposed to Dover Acher, which applies in the case of Bedikos. However, we're up to Rabbeinu, to the Ramban. The Ramban holds that even though in Dini Nefashos the Torah says you require drisha v'chakira as part of the gufa shel edus, nevertheless, the same drishas v'chakiros in dini momenos are not part of the drisha, not part of the gufa shel edus. And therefore, even if the two witnesses contradict themselves, again, we're talking dini momenos, in chakiros, we still have edus kshera. We can still be machsha the edus. So you may want to underline these words at the end of the paragraph in Nira. He says, "Af im darshu v'chaku ha'edim," even though Bezdin took the initiative in Dini Momenos, where they weren't required to do so, to be choker v'dorish the edim, lo nasa miguf ha'edus. Are you following what's going on in the Ramban? The Ramban is saying this is really paradoxical. Ask yourself the following question: is Drishas V'chakiras part of the Gufa Shel Edus or is it not? And the Ramban's answer is it depends whether you're talking about Dini Nefashos or Dini Momenos. And you can certainly justify this by the fact that the Torah doesn't require Drishas V'chakiras and Dini Momenos. If the same definition of Gufa Shel Edus that applies in Drishas V'chakiras in Dini Nefashos is going to apply to Dini Momenos, that would mean that the Torah should have required Drish V'chakir and Dini Momenos. From the fact that the Torah didn't require Drish V'chakir, it must be that it's not Gufa Shel Edus. In other words, what the Ramban is operating with the following premise: you can't tell me on the one hand it's part of the Gufa Shel Edus, and then tell me on the other hand that you don't even have to interrogate them. It doesn't make sense. Until you have absolute clarity on the Gufa Shel Edus, the Ramban insists, you have to have Drish V'chakir. And if the Torah alleviated the requirement of drisha v'chakir in edus momenos, then it must be telling me that the drisha v'chakir is not part of the essence of the gufa shel edus. Because otherwise, if it was part of the gufa shel edus, then the Torah should require that we require drisha v'chakir in dini momenos. And then, of course, we would have said, and the Ramban would have had to agree, that if the Torah required drisha v'chakir in momenos, then any hakhosha in drisha v'chakir in momenos would pass the edus. But why is the Ramban hold that even if there's hakhosha in dinu nefashos and drisha v'chakir, the edus is still kshera? Says Reb Chaim, that's because Rishma Hakira, although it's part of the Gufa Shaledis in Dine Nefashos, it's not part of the Gufa Shaledis in Dine Mamon. Because where does the Torah require, if you look into the Torah itself, a Rishma Hakira, the Eidim, that's only in the Parsha of Shabbos. That's all. I'm sorry, not in the Parsha of Shabbos. What I meant to say is only in the case of Dine Nefashos. I mean, Shabbos would be one such example. Murder would be another example. But suffice it to say that if it's a capital crime, the Torah requires Drish V'Chakira. If the Torah alleviates Drish V'Chakira in Dine Mamonos, it tells me that it's not Gufa Shel Eidus, because the Eidus is existing on its own 2 feet without the Drish V'Chakiras. But Rabbosei, do you see the Pella in the Ramban? I mean, L'chora, I would say that irrelevant to whether you're dealing with Dini Nefashos or Dini Mamonos, just answer the question, is Drish V'Chakira part of the Gufa Shel Eidus or not? And the Ramban is saying, I have no choice but to conclude, I mean, the Torah is twisting my arm, that there's no single answer, no absolute answer to the question whether Drish V'Chakira is part of the Gufa Shel Eidus. It's really going to be dependent upon Dini Nefashos and Dini Mamonos. It really means, Rabbo said, that the Torah raises the ante, raises the bar as far as the standard of Eidus for Dini Nefashos. Like it says in the Pasuk Vidorat, it says in the Pasuk Vitzilu, Vishavtu Eilu Vitzilu Eidu, right? That we, you know, when it comes to saving the life of the accused, the Torah says, do what you can to save his life. So the Torah has to, you know, in order to give us a mechanism to save the life of the accused, the Torah is going to raise the requirements of Eidus and Dini Nefashos, because in cases where the Eidim can't live up to that requirement, then we're going to save the life of the Nidah. So we have Drishas V'Chakiras. Here the Torah is taking Drishas V'Chakiras and integrating it into the Gufa Shel Eidus. The story that you have to tell me that's relevant to Dini Nefashos is a very fleshed out story. It has a lot of details. And that's called Drishas V'Chakiras. But in Dini Mamonos, where it doesn't save a Shavta Eidu V'Tzilu Eidu, we're not saving anyone's life. Then all the Eidim have to say is that Reuven owes Shimon $100, even if they didn't add all the details of Drishas V'Chakiras. Now again, this is very good if we're talking about Chakiras, but let's talk about Hakosha in Bedikos. And we're saying the following, that in Achosh and Bedikos, here there's a difference between Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos. Bedikos is not part of the Gufa Shel Eidus. So now we have a problem, because in Dine Nefashos we said that if there's Achosh and Chakiros, the reason why we have to throw out the Eidus is because the drishas are Gufa Shel Eidus. But when we get to Bedikos, you can't give me the same answer. You can't tell me that the reason why we have to throw out the Eidim if he says white and he says black is because there's something fluky or there's some contradiction in the Gufa Shel Eidus. That's not true. Because no matter what color shirt he wore, Reb Chaim says that Bedikos is not part of the Gufa Shel Eidus. So if you take a look on page Tzadik Zion, he says the following, that the din of Hakosha Bibdikos in Dine Nefashos is a separate din. It's a brand new din. It doesn't come under the din of Chakiros, which is Gufa Shel Eidus, that there's a contradiction in the Gufa Shel Eidus. But rather, the Torah says with regard to Dine Nefashos that we need what's called Nachon. Right, that you doresh the Eidim, the Hine Nachon, the Torah says. You found out that it was Nachon. What does Nachon mean? Nachon means that there's no discrepancy. It's smooth. If there's a discrepancy, the Torah says in the Nefashos, the Eidus is Bata. Why? Because it's not Nachon. In the case of Dini Mamonos, the Torah never required Nachon. That requirement is not formulated by the Torah in the context of Dini Mamonos. So in Dini Mamonos, Mimanafshach, there's no reason to passel the Eidus in Akhosha, right? Why? Because according to the Ramban, even chakiros with regard to dinei mominos, from the fact that the Torah didn't require them, it means it's not called gufa shaledus. The Torah has a different definition of gufa shaledus than dinei mominos. And how much more so if there's akasha in bedikos, that certainly is not going to undermine the edus, because that's not even gufa shaledus. That's a separate din in dinei nefashos, which is called nachon. So that's what he says at the end of this paragraph. He says, "Mikomakom legabe dini mominos kamen delo nemar hach psul." In other words, this nachon is a brand new psul of hakasha, and that would extend to include even hakasha in bedikos in the case of dini nefashos. But that was never formulated with regard to dini mominos. There is no psul called nachon. There's only going to be a psul if there's a contradiction in the gufa shaledus. So the Ramban's position is that even with regard to chakiras, it's not part of gufa shaledus in the case of dini moment. So am I making myself clear? Mm-hmm. I may be repeating myself over and over again, but it's only to hakarayin that we have the mechanics of the sugya. So we're now up to a paragraph that starts v'nira, and we'll conclude with this paragraph. V'nira deravenu tam sover dafilu ikhishu zedze bibedikos. And now we finish saying that bedikos is not part of the gufa shel edus, and we can construct and reconcile the edim as far as the gufa shel edus is concerned, even if they contradict themselves to bedikos. So how could the Ramban argue that according to Rabbeinu Tam, any akhosha, even in bedikos, is going to undermine the edus, and therefore we're going to be machay of the baal as a motzi shemra? And the answer says the Ramban is came into ikara edus hu ledini nefashos. And now we've gotten back to the principle of the Ramban that kishem shebatla edus lini dini nefashos kach batla gam ledini mominos. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that even though akosh and bedikos and dini mominos is kshera, and that we saw already in the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim in the poskim, nevertheless, since it's batel, this edus is batel as far as dini nefashos is concerned, because any akosh and dini nefashos is not nachon, is therefore it's batel even with regard to dini mominos. Why? Because the ikara edus is dini nefashos. And we're going to apply the principle of Eidusha Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula. And that's going to give us the Shita of the Ramban in Rabbeinu Tam, that even if the Akash is in Bedikos, he's still going to be Chayef for Motzi Shemra based on this Kishem and Eidusha Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula, because in the case of Dina Fashos, the Torah requires Nachon, and any sort of discrepancy invalidates the Eidus. What we're left with is the Ran. The Ran makes a difference between a Akash in Chakiros and Akash in Bedikos. So what is the Ran going to argue in the context of this comparison from Ikar to Tofel, from Dini Nefashos to Dini Mominos? And the answer is very profound, that the Psul in Dini Nefashos itself, with regard to Akosha, splits into two. What's the reason why if there's Akosha and Chakiros in Dini Nefashos, it's possible? Because of Gufa Shaledus. Mm-hmm. But in the case of Bedikos, it's not Gufa Shaledus. Harai, we don't even have to investigate them on Bedikos. And who cares what color shirt he wore? Nevertheless, there's a din that if there's Akosh and Din Nefashos in Bedikos, we're going to throw out the Edus. Why? Not me din what? Of Gufa Shaledus, but we did Nachon. Ah, that's going to be the Nafkamina, says the Ran in Dini Mominos, when the Iker Edus is Dini Nefashos. What we're going to do in this Keshem, what we're going to do by extending the Psul of Dini Nefashos in Edus to Dini Mominos, we're going to talk about Gufa Shaledus. When there's a Hakosh in Gufa Shaledus, then we're going to take that Hakosh, which is Chal as a Psul in the Edus itself, and we're going to extend it to the entire Edus, meaning as far as the story is concerned, vis-a-vis the Boel and the Veles, we're going to say that there's a Psul in the Gufa Shel Edus in a case of Akosh and Chakiros. Then once the Psul is Chal in Gufa Shel Edus, we're going to take this Edus and we're going to torpedo it, completely exclude it, and we're going to say Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula. But if we have Akosh and Bedikos, which is not part of the Gufa Shel Edus, says Reb Chaim, and therefore in Dini Nefashos it's only possible for an extraneous reason, a new psul that's called what? that's called Nachum, but that's not Chal in the Gufa Shaledus, then we're not going to apply the principle of Bala Miktasa Bala Kula, says the Ran. Because there's no psul in the Gufa Shaledus. Either it's a Din of Nachum, that's a psul that's limited and restricted to Dinei Nefashos. It has no application to Dinei Mamonos. So again, the Ramban is of the opinion that we go with this Kashem straight across the board. And we're going to possibly, the witnesses, even if there's Akosh and Dinei in Bidikos, once the Edus is Psula, we're going to say Batla Miktasa Batla Kula. The Ran says no. There are two different dinim here. One is a psul to Gufa Shel Edus, and one is not a psul. It's extraneous to the Gufa Shel Edus. To what extent do we apply the Kishem and we blow up the Edus because it's possible vis-a-vis Nefashos? Therefore, it's possible it's effective vis-a-vis Ma. Only if the psul is Chal the Gufa Shel Edus, and that's going to be Akosh in Chakiros, because Chakiros is Begufa Shel Edus. But in Bidikos, it's certainly not Begufa Shel Edus. And therefore, that psul of akosha is chal exclusively as far as dine nefashos is concerned, but it's not chal in the gufa shel edus, and therefore we're not going to apply batla miktasa batla kula. Okay, then we'll stop here.
Oh. I'm not really sure what you were thinking on yesterday.
And that's exactly what we were doing yesterday.